KCBR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search resumes at daybreak in southeastern Kentucky for the man police believe fired his assault-style rifle at cars along I-75 over the weekend. Five people were injured. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump preparing to square off in their first debate on ABC. It'll happen tomorrow night. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Trump is not participating in mock debates, instead holding informal policy sessions with advisors.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%. Well within the margin of error.
Not only will it be their first debate, it'll be the first time Harris and Trump have ever met. Pope Francis has arrived in Timor-Leste. An outdoor mass could draw 750,000 people. This is ABC News. Google is facing a new antitrust lawsuit. Several states have joined with the Department of Justice in the suit, calling Google's ad technology dominance a monopoly. This comes a month after another trial ended with a federal judge ruling Google does hold a monopoly over internet searches. A ghost scaring up a bunch of money at the box office.
The living. Dead.
Beetlejuice soaking up box office sales big time, pouring in $110 million in its opening weekend. The film scoring the second biggest September opening of all time. Deadpool and Wolverine play second at the box office with $7.2 million in its seventh weekend in theaters. And Reagan, about the 40th president of the United States, continues to beat expectations. It came in third place in its second weekend, earning $5.2 million. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And bankruptcy at Big Lots, the retail announcing this morning it is going into Chapter 11. The company says some of its locations will be closing down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic. And casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Our headphones work.
Everything's working.
Our headphones
everything
work.
Came in.
The studio is clean.
Right. We have our sheet of who's on today.
The rundown.
Printed out.
This
it's
is,
a new day.
Oh, my gosh.
Todd's back.
No disrespect to Convoy or Amanda, but wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's like walking into a hotel room. It's like, oh, look, they have a little mint.
The bed's made.
Right. There's those mint guys, on the it was pillow. It was like, you know, get them.
Because they were like, yeah, whatever. Or you guys again.
Actually, they try.
They try.
But see, when you compare yourself.
It's like, meh, whatever.
When you compare yourself.
But now
to,
Todd is
right,
just like,
the
wow.
Goat. He's the GOAT.
He's the greatest of all time. Greatest producer of all time in radio, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Todd. And what did we actually go out of our way to not do last week? Not bother him.
Oh, you know
that
what?
That was great, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
That is
no
true.
No calls, no texts,
that was
no
great.
Anything. No, let's just let Todd. And we actually admit it, Todd. We know nothing about you.
Yeah.
You're a very, very private person.
Yeah.
Which is
kind of
cool. Yeah, it is.
We respect.
Yeah. A little mystery.
Yeah. So we just want you to do your thing.
Yeah. Which was not much.
Like chase ghosts or something?
No, I didn't even do that. Man, I didn't do anything. I mowed the lawn on Labor Day. That was it.
Great.
That was it.
That's
we
good.
Love it that you just chilled.
Hey, yeah. That's good. It's good for the soul, man.
I
had employees when we had that little converting company, and they didn't want to like take vacation because they'd rather work and make money. And I'm like, and we paid them, but they said, look, can I still work and get like double pay? I'm like, vacation is for good for the soul. It's good to
well,
get
we had,
away.
We had Perry here. Perry, whose last name I'm not going to butcher.
From NBC 26.
Yeah, yeah. Greek, wonderful young girl.
Oh, yeah.
And she said the day she came in here was their day of just talking to people, just like meeting the people in the community.
Network day.
Networking day. And I think that's a wonderful thing that they do at NBC 26, where they just get people learn your community. I think that was awesome.
Yeah. Those guys that we have on here from 26.
Yeah. Aren't they great?
I watched them after the game. They did their little recap.
Yeah.
Did you watch those guys? You know, that game was a little bit, I don't know.
Todd, we had a contest. John Miller could bench press Jim 32 times.
Yeah. I see that guy in the gym
32
all the time.
He is
he's unbelievable.
He's there every day.
I saw pictures online, and I said to Amanda, who's the big dude
in
the studio?
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
32 times.
he's
incredible. But he's so devoted.
He is every day. Yeah, goes in and works in the morning.
I mean,
and that guy, and he doesn't, you know, some of those guys kind of socialize and walk around and visit. No, that dude works.
No.
So, but he's a Marine, right? Don't they get disciplined to like?
Well, sure. But so. I mean, to stay with it afterwards
is
pretty incredible.
Right. So,
I mean, he set a record. He would set a record at the NFL Combine if he was a linebacker. 37 reps of 225.
Yeah.
He would set a record at the Combine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So what'd you think of that game, Johnny?
No run game.
Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, I dozed off. Didn't everybody kind of doze
yes.
off?
Yeah.
But there's no run game.
Yeah, I just.
I mean.
I just want to give.
People can say what they want about Josh Jacobs and leading rusher in the NFL a couple of years ago. But, man, I loved young Mr. Jones in the backfield.
I want to give LaFleur, and I know we talk about him more off air than on, but. That was great what he said when they asked him about the field. He goes, look, they were playing on the same field.
Yeah, I know. It was
a bad
crappy,
field,
though.
But still, it was for both teams. I hate that when they say, oh, the weather was bad. It's like, well, they're playing in that weather, too. So,
I know.
Anyway, hey, I'm going to that tonight. I see somebody just sent us a text.
Nick Gonnering at Copper State tonight, 6 to 9. Stop over on your walk. He is good. He was here on Friday. He was tremendous.
No, he's great.
Yeah, I'm tremendous.
Totally, we're going to that.
You're bringing some folks from your shelter?
Yep. We'll walk down there. We have a little...
Copper State, great place. That's one thing that downtown Green Bay...
It's outside. We have to be a little bit careful because I can't, like, take my group into a bar.
Oh.
Trigger.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. But it's outside. Because the weather's going to be beautiful. I can't wait till we talk to Brittany about these next 10 days.
She's not on this morning.
Oh.
She is out sick this morning. So, best of luck to her.
No, we're calling her.
Can't do that.
No, it's vacation. No, it's work. On this show, there's no calling in sick. No, that doesn't exist.
Sorry, Brittany.
It's just BSing for a living. She can BS for a living. We're calling her.
It's work or die.
Absolutely. But you know what? Green Bay has a lot. You know what's gotten so, even like Angelina's has a little thing back.
Great.
Al's Hamburgers. I think that's cool.
Those little outdoor places to eat. Yeah.
Downtown Green Bay has become really good with those kind of things.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go to that tonight.
That's all right. So today is Emergency Services Day, which is great. I could be one of those people, don't you think?
You got to be, that's tough to be that now. You know, in the old days, maybe you go pick them up, but now you got to do a lot of stuff on site. A lot.
Well, I wouldn't want to touch anybody.
Perfect job for you then,
John. Good job. No, it's
that's gross.
Yeah, no, those guys are all EMTs.
I would carry a stretcher.
Yes, but you got to do that. You could do the transfers if somebody's going from like.
You know, when I worked in the mine, we had safety, like once a month we have safety day, and they would show things on how to do things for people. And it's like, okay, that person's going to die.
You know.
If I'm the person, he's choking on a piece of iron ore.
Well,
he's going to die.
What's gotten challenging in the last, you know, it's people are bigger.
Yeah.
They just are. Everything's bigger, right? Chairs are bigger. Caskets are bigger. Just seating is bigger.
And high school football players are bigger.
But, yeah, but, I mean, to carry out a 350-pound down the steps, I don't know how they got up there, but that's...
No. No,
but they have stuff. They have better equipment now that where they don't hurt the firefighter, the whatever the EMTs don't hurt their backs.
I still even have a thing where you'd put in a person's mouth and you'd put it under his tongue or something and you'd blow into it. I've never opened it. I still have it.
What?
If somebody was choking, I don't know.
Is it from mouth to mouth where they put that divider? Well, that's not choking. That's like
something.
Yeah.
No.
You put it in their mouth. Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. Nice knowing you. I'll put flowers on your grave, but I'm not going to save you. And then they teach you how to do the, it was actually called, this is the one thing I remember, we had drills, the fireman carry.
Yeah.
Where you'd put them over your back.
Mm-hmm.
I was good at that because I have strong legs.
Yeah, and that's what you're using.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be my only
I don't know that
thing.
We just went through a refresher course and they didn't do the carry stuff. I wonder... I don't know if they teach that. Do they still teach? I don't know. They didn't in our class.
Are there anybody out, any paramedics out there? Do they steal? What is it called? The fireman's carry?
Yeah. It is.
But yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't. Well, anyway,
Todd, you have that?
No.
All right.
And that is what it's called.
Okay.
Yep.
That's the one thing I'd be good at.
Yeah.
But anything like my mouth on somebody's mouth, you're dead. You don't have a chance. It's sorry. I'm just telling you right now. See ya.
Right? Isn't there that
yeah
joke about that?
Where yeah.
The snake.
He
yeah
says you're gonna die.
Well, the guy said, "Oh, you got to suck it out of him," right, you know. And
what did the doctor say? He says you're gonna die.
Sorry, man.
You. That would be me. So today's Emergency Services Day. All the respect to the world for people that do those things.
EMTs.
Yeah. Teddy Bear Day. Wiener Schnitzel Wiener Day. Wiener Schnitzel
that's
Day.
That's German. That's great. I didn't know there was. Okay, we have to go to the Lorelei. Right?
Is that basically just like breaded pork stuff?
Huh?
Is that just breaded stuff?
Well, it's pork. I super lightly breaded. It's more the seasoning, and then you got the cabbage and applesauce. And Wiener Schnitzel is, yeah.
German food isn't that good.
Yes, it is.
I mean, let's be honest. It's not that good. German food. Italian food is phenomenal. German food is like,
Well, I don't. Hey, last night.
Would you agree
I like German food. I do.
You know what? Okay, so we went for lunch. We went for breakfast. My favorite place for breakfast is in Francis Creek, Wisconsin. It's an old bank, and they have the greatest. You know what they serve at breakfast? They ask if you want vodka and orange juice. They actually ask. Do you want coffee or vodka and orange juice? That's what they ask you. It's right. It's wonderful. And Julie had, what's it called? Liver sausage? What's the real German thing? Is it liver sausage?
Yeah. Braunschweiger?
Yeah, something like that. Well, it's actually really good, but I would just never order it.
She had that
For breakfast.
Hot with eggs? Like
Can you give her a really quick call?
Yep.
It was something. And that's what they have on their main menu. And it's like, I like that.
On the main menu?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Well, I think it's liver sausage.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a real German thing, right?
We had it. Yes, I think so. I would say that.
Yes.
That sounds like that would be a German thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're big in the potatoes with their fried potatoes.
Yeah.
So it's just like a real German kind of, it's like, oh, this is ethnic.
Yeah, they have more meat though. Germans, it's not, the potatoes. Yeah, restaurant they would do like a pork, like a pork hock. That's like just they would do Germans. They're great with the cabbage, sweet sour cabbage.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much. My God, I hate that.
What else? Germans. Yeah, it's. I don't know. My dad was German. He liked
but this was good. This was really good.
The you liver sausage?
She
won't answer. She knows it's us calling, so she's I'm not calling. Biscuits and gravy week. That's like a when I lived in Arizona, biscuits and gravy were big. I never got into it.
No.
Oh
no.
My gosh, I love those.
Do you?
Eggs over the top, over easy.
Really?
Gravy. Yep. Oh man.
Really?
Yeah.
The best.
But it's not like a Southwestern thing, Tom?
South for sure.
South for sure.
Is your family from like Oklahoma or something?
No. Okay. No. We're from here.
Oh. That seems like that'd be like a Southern thing.
Well, that would be I don't know if it would be Oklahoma, but I think that would be a little bit more South, right?
Yeah. I could see
Alabama.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No. Nope. Todd's that way though. Adam Sandler is 58, Michael Bublé is 49, Hugh Grant is 64. Hugh Grant. One career move.
Right.
One career
move. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
What were you thinking?
Wow. Hey, we got a good show coming up your way, ladies and gentlemen. I know the mayor. Back at us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life, including abortion and in vitro fertilization. Glenn Grothman opposes a woman's right to make her own choices. He votes to repress women. He voted against women's safety, women's health, the right to contraception, and access to abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves deserves health care and reproductive freedom.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message. My name is John Zarbano. I'm a Democrat running for Congress to represent Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I live in Oshkosh. I am a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a retired lawyer. Ever since January 6, our democracy has been threatened a thousandfold. I want to represent you in protecting our democracy. Glenn Grothman only represents the extreme right. We must send Glenn Grothman home. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All right, so that's
You know who we owe a lot of credit to?
What's that?
Todd, that he doesn't have our mics on during our breaks.
Almost got it that time because I had my thumb up and
talking about the hot mic thing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We were talking about Johnny went to an event this weekend, and when he got there, he got in a little dispute over a parking spot with this guy, and the guy wasn't just like it was a charity event, and so this guy gives him a hard time, and I said, you know, that's how I can get in a bad mood here with
right
a parking ticket.
Exactly.
It's just
you're right.
It just sets your mood. It's like, okay. And then people, come on, get over it. Don't think about it. It's like, yeah, well, easy for you to say.
Got a text here. Did anybody see the Baron von Roschke movie, The Claw, Amazon Prime documentary? Still alive, 84 years old. No, but I remember every Saturday night when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, it would be Baron von Roschke and, I think, was it shot at the arena here? There were hardly any people there. It would just like be like two rows of people. You know, it would be him and, you know, all these, the Crusher. It'd be those guys.
Really?
I was brought to Playwood Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, really, there was nobody there? That
no,
was a
there
big
were like
deal
three or... rows of people.
Free with any style, any price range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
Oh, regular. There's Todd.
What kind of accent is that? Can you tell?
Is it German?
Yeah, it sounds like that.
My
Plywood
goodness.
Oshkosh. Or Dutch?
I don't know. Is that Australia?
No, it's not Australian. Australians are sound hot. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're real hot down there. You see what's going
they
on down
are.
There?
They are. Are you kidding me?
You see what's going
Olivia
on down
Newton
there right
John,
now?
You tell me Olivia Newton-John in Greece wasn't the hottest woman in history.
But listening to the voice on this woman,
yeah.
Even if she was Australian, I don't think she'd be
no,
hot.
No, I don't think she'd be hot. She smoked, what was it, Reds, Camel Reds or something, unfiltered? Yes.
They had special insurance because she was working at the lumber
yes.
yard. You know?
Oh, gosh. She was just token. Yeah. Oh, Olivia Newton-John in Greece is the hottest woman. No. Well, second. Second. Okay. Raquel Welch in 10,000 Years B.C. is the hottest woman in movie history.
Okay.
Yes. Olivia Newton-John in Greece is second. True or false?
I don't know about the second. Raquel Welch, definitely.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Beyond belief. Beyond anything.
But... yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
14.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. In that little, like, when I used to, like, trap animals, and I thought I'd gonna make a bikini out of something that I have a really hot woman wear. What? I'm serious.
Okay, that's, wow.
What?
Dear honey, here's a muskrat.
Muskrats are one of the things I trap.
I bet.
I love trapping. I used to subscribe to Fur Fishing Game magazine. Did anybody else ever subscribe to Fur Fishing
Game?
That
was called Field and Stream.
No, I had Field and Stream.
Because that's what
Sports of Field, Outdoor Life, and Fur Fishing Game. I subscribed to Fur Fishing Game.
Somebody
out there help me out.
It is a real one. It's a real one.
Wow. No, we had field.
Todd.
Wow.
It is a fishing game.
He said it's.
I wanted to be a trapper. I wanted to be a professional trapper. Look at that. Fur fishing game. I wanted to live in Alaska and be a professional trapper and live in a cabin. That was my goal for life.
You know what?
Honestly,
the October issue is called Mallards and Millennials.
There you go. There you go. I tried mounting a duck one time.
I bet you did.
But here's the deal.
Jeez, John, it's 6:24.
No, I'm serious, though.
So
but here's the deal.
John, did you? Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
One of the things that they stressed in the manuals for mounting animals was make them look like it's the greatest day of their life, which ironically is the worst day of their life.
I can't picture. Just stop.
So it's like try to make them look really happy and excited and whatever.
While you mount them.
Yeah. And the duck I mounted looked sad. I'm just being honest. It's like his wings were drooping, and I could not get him looking vibrant.
Todd, are you with me on this or John?
And that was my science project. That was going to be my science project. I'm serious. I want to be a big-time taxidermist.
Okay, that sounds much better. Taxidermist.
Yeah.
See, I wanted to be a taxidermist. I tried to taxidermy. What's
that
called?
I got a text here from my buddy Jimmy. My mom and dad got me a subscription to Fur Fishing Game for my 12th birthday. Thank you, Jimmy.
I don't remember that.
It was a great magazine.
Still around.
Is it still?
Wow.
That one I showed you was from this month.
Can you call Julie real quick, Todd?
I'll try again.
Try again. Yep. She's going to listen now. But I wanted to be that outdoor guy living in Canada, living in northern Alaska, trapping, mounting animals.
It is not too late.
No, it's not.
It's not. We're talking about, like, it's really, I don't know. It's really scary how close we are to the next life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really, 15,
yeah.
18 years, and statistically,
yeah.
You don't even have that kind of time. But it's not too late to do something.
What do you mean I don't have that time? What, you do, but I don't? What are you trying to say? I don't quite get that. But go ahead.
Okay. Remember we put you on the clock.
I agree.
But
I am
it's not too late. I just want to say, John, it's not too late to do that.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. So I went to the doctor's Friday.
Yeah.
And it is an allergy. But they said because the air is so bad with the smoke from Canada, if you have anything with your lungs, it's a problem. But you know what it said? With our BMI, it said dangerous level. Honest to God, I'm going to bring it in because yours is the same. It said dangerous level of BMI.
Come on, look at me.
Isn't that something?
That
is dangerous.
Well, that's just it. That your BMI, you can get this, you can get that. But then if you couple that with BMI, that's what a 1 + 1 = 3.
But it said on my doctor's report, wow. It said dangerous level. So that goes for you.
Not anymore.
Oh, it does.
Look at this.
Julie.
Yes?
Hey, Julie,
Jim's,
get us out of this.
Jim's German. What was that you had for breakfast the other day?
The liver.
Liver sausage.
Oh, it was liver sausage. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay. It was heated up, right? It was, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had liver sausage all the time. It's.
What is that?
It's a lot of different things. It's a lot of different things, but the main ingredient in there is liver. It's unlike beef or something. Huh?
Cow liver?
Yeah. And it looks kind of white until they cook it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh, yep. It's in like rings. Right. Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
Sell it at Conop's.
Right. Conop's meat market is the best.
Yep, it is.
I think my dad had a pretty good account there because we went there a lot. It's just a great butcher, small, family owned. Yeah. That liver sausage is really good stuff.
Todd put up really a picture. Tasty, it looks pretty gross.
Yeah.
That looks like a big intestine, a large intestine. Wow.
That is what it is.
Wow.
It is what it is. But it is really good. It's really, it's tasty.
It is. All right.
But is that a German thing for breakfast?
Well, my family was Bohemian, so we weren't German at all. So I don't know. You know, it could be German, Bohemian, one of those.
Yeah. I know. It's that neck of the woods. But that is, yeah. I mean, I think they had they had a little bit more.
I think Bohemia is more Russian than German, aren't they, kind of?
Yeah, but the people who had a little bit of the people who had a little bit more money ate the meats, whereas like Polish, you know, that was a lot of potato and vinegar and water, right? I mean, potatoes.
Right.
They didn't
have
any money. Depression
stuff.
Right,
that's what I've heard.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we're talking about, it's Wiener Schnitzel Day today, so, which is like, right, that's just a...
My son Dom ate a lot of that in Prague.
Right.
In the Czech Republic,
so that's
from.
How we got onto this, and he was telling about the Bloody Mary, not Bloody Marys, the orange juice and vodka.
Oh.
Julie's favorite place for breakfast. Let's go there! They have vodka
for really
breakfast.
I really don't have to admit to that.
All right. We're on time. Thanks, caller.
All right.
Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The harvest may not yet be in full swing, but boy, we're gathering a lot of information that will help us in 2025. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a specific look at Wisconsin soybean research next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, is gathering research information right now from north to south in the state of Wisconsin. The goal? Finding ideal profitability.
From Spooner, Wisconsin, all the way down to the Illinois-Wisconsin border, we're doing the same thing. So starting in early April all the way through the end of June, we're planting corn and soybean at the exact same day. And then looking at the overall productivity and profitability of both crops. What we're really trying to do is map out what is the optimal planting time for each crop and which one gives farmers the best profitability. And what we're doing that is not just in Wisconsin, but across the country, so we can develop these maps and tools for farmers that they can actually do this and look at what's best for their specific farm fields.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, on some of the research data he's looking forward to by the end of the harvest. Markets and overnight electronic trade a little bit mixed on a Monday morning. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 227.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 4 at 227. Double A butter gained a penny and a quarter to 317.5 per pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 8 right now at 22.92 a hundredweight. December corn's down a penny at 405. November soybeans are up 3.5 at 1008. December wheat currently down 3 at 563 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on what's happening in the markets on a Monday morning. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing during the harvest. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com and you can take care of it right there. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow, almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk.
T
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A Monday morning here. Tough Packer game, of course, the other night. We can talk about that a little bit, but I got a nice text here. Southwest, Green Bay Southwest alum played for Northern Illinois when they beat Notre Dame on Saturday. Number 75, Thomas Pashk, in on special teams for the game-winning field goal, playing, looks like, left guard. Wow, congratulations. Beating Notre Dame. That has to rank as, I remember when Appalachian State beat the University of Michigan, and that was considered like the biggest upset in college football history, but NIU beating Notre Dame has to rank right up there. That's pretty amazing. How about this coming week, though? Wisconsin and Alabama.
Wisconsin 2-0?
Yeah. Well,
what? They didn't play anybody?
But Alabama coming to Madison.
That's here. Yeah, that's going to be good.
That's so amazingly cool. If anybody has an extra ticket they don't want and they just want somebody cool to hang out with,
call me.
Call me. I will come in and watch that game with you.
I got a friend who's. Yeah, no, we got something else.
Alabama. You know when you're a kid and you always dream about playing football at a place? Mine was Alabama. Alabama or Mississippi. Because I was such a huge Archie Manning fan. I wanted to play football in the Deep South. I just loved the whole rebel flag kind of Southern thing. I loved that. I would love to have played at Alabama or Mississippi.
Alabama, if you go to school, this you wouldn't qualify. But if you go, I think if you get a...
Well, I would qualify at Alabama. Come on.
But it's
seriously?
Free, it's free tuition if you get like a 32 or something on your ACT.
Okay, I wouldn't qualify for that. But I'm just saying free. Otherwise. Really?
And think about that. What an investment.
26. Would you have?
No, you didn't have a 26. You did not have a 26 in your ACT.
What did I have?
Probably 20. 18.
No, I think I had a 26.
No. I can't believe that. Does your wife? No, there's... Todd, there's no way.
No idea. Wouldn't know.
$100 bet.
$100. I'll put more than that.
$100.
On that. I'll bet
How
more
do you
than
find
that.
Out?
I think I've still got this.
Shut up.
I think I do.
How do you still hold on to that stuff?
I hang on to all stuff.
Yeah. I realize that.
$100 bet.
Okay. That
if I had 26.
You should give Todd the money right now.
Right now, are you?
I'm going to put it in writing right now.
Okay. There's no way, unless something happened.
What could happen?
Yeah, what could happen between 1974 and now? I don't know.
Lobotomy? I don't know. Well, no. Mm-mm. Didn't happen. That's a good score, John. You could have gone into pretty good schools. Well, not pretty good, but better schools than Mesabi.
Got me into Mesabi.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I did 26.
No, you didn't. I don't know. Well, we can't
$100.
Todd, how many
does
people...
Does anybody else, any listeners want a piece of this? No, I want to let... No, I want to let listeners know. Do you want a piece of this? You can win or you can lose.
Okay.
Bet one way or the other. I will take all entities. Whoever wants to bet, did I have a 26 in my ACT? Yes or no, you can wager. Jim has already wagered
$100. I would go $500 on that.
$500.
26 is part of the 83rd percentile, which means you scored higher than 83% of all test takers.
You damn right I did.
Wow. I said he got a 20. Did I say you got? I said he got 20. What's 20?
Let me check.
I think you got probably maybe 21.
No, I got a 26.
So
the average score is 19.5 out of 36.
And I got a 26. How much are you wagering? I will bring in the official document.
I don't know, John. But you're going to... No, how much money you got? I mean, let's...
I got $100 to my name.
Okay, then I'll take it all. $100. Okay. We'll keep it at $100.
All right.
$100. It's going to go to charity anyway, but... Okay, $100. John, this is the ACT.
Yes, I didn't take the SAT.
See, Todd, I thought he was going to... come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, it was the SAT. You know what the score is on the SAT? 500. So that's where you got your 26.
And it was the day after a high school football game when I had a sprained ankle and we got beat by Marquette. And Marquette's quarterback, who I despised, was sitting next to me during the test. I despised him. I wanted to rip his legs off. I don't want to just hurt him. I want to like give.
Okay.
26.
They have pretty good records on that because I don't know if you're gonna. You're gonna bring that. You really have that?
Yeah.
Okay. Something tells me you're gonna find it, and then you're gonna. Oh, I can't find it. You guys.
No,
and
I'm bringing.
Todd, have to put Todd on.
Are you paying? Okay.
$100.
I'm putting out $100. You're putting out $500. 5 to 1 odds.
No.
You said that.
No.
Oh my God,
money.
Todd. Did he say $500?
Oh, even money,
Todd.
I never said it Todd. To one. I wouldn't do that.
Todd?
I did if you put up 500.
Todd?
I'm not going to do 5 to 1.
Todd?
I wouldn't do that.
I have to be honest. I wasn't paying close enough attention to see what Jim was going to put up.
You said $500.
And then I said, how much money do you have? You said $100.
I only have $100.
So that's not
you being mayor with all the graft and corruption in your career under your
that
bed
hurts.
That Milton's laying that on hurts. Right now.
He is.
There's probably just a stray $500 laying under a rug someplace.
Milton's rubbing his head into these $100 bills to make a nice little cushion.
Yeah.
His stuff is toys with that. So when he rips it open.
100, 5 to 1, yes
no,
or no?
No.
Why? Oh,
absolutely
well, then you have
not.
Confidence in me that I had a 26.
You did not have a 26.
I did have a 26.
And I'm betting you straight up. Because you said you did. I said you didn't. So we're going to go.
Then put $500 on it.
If you put $500.
Go ahead. I don't have $500. Okay, I only have $100 to my name.
Only bet what you can afford to lose.
$100.
Okay, then I'm in for
$100. Okay. Out of 26.
That's a really good bet for me. I would be happy to pay you that. And I would also go.
When I got my.
And I would also ask if you prove that. My first question would be, what the hell happened?
When I got my results, I got letters from like Yale.
Oh my
Dartmouth.
God. See, this is. All right. Who drank that orange juice and vodka? Is that your
Johns
wife
Hopkins?
Or you?
I did.
Columbia, too.
Columbia?
Yeah.
For that mountain.
I didn't want to go to South America, though.
See, that's where he got there. There's the 26.
All right. Hey, we need to talk to somebody that was at the game the other night. How was it? I mean, the big scare going out and everything like that. How was it? We need to talk to somebody. Is anybody out there? Does anybody have a friend that went to Brazil? Let us know how it was.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Okay.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. But you got somebody?
Yeah. Okay. Text her and see.
Call her.
I tell you what, that whole scare thing, boy, they downplay that because everybody they interviewed was like, oh, it was great.
I know.
Oh, great.
It's like, that's what I mean. So
not
it's like,
one person, it's probably people said it was a little dangerous or I, but they
well,
didn't
certain
they play
neighborhoods
that.
Are, you know, whatever.
Well, 32 million people.
I mean, go to, you know,
Chicago. I mean,
Chicago,
that's
and go in the wrong place
right.
And you get things could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to know. How was the experience overall? You know, the Packers, I had friends that went to England last year or 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, they're so excited. This is such a great thing. And the Packers just sucked in that game. And it's like, It's like, how was the experience?
I just wonder. So
and it's like the same thing with this.
I think what they're looking for is this international support. And I think if you would see your first game of like when soccer came over here, although you follow soccer, but somebody like me who doesn't. Wouldn't you kind of become loyal to the team that won? Like, they'd be like, oh, I like that
team.
Yeah,
probably.
And I think that hurt that we lost.
I do, too.
In terms of...
Because there's so many Packers worldwide.
Right.
Yeah,
the pay-per-view merchandise. It's like, oh, no, those guys won. I'm going to go with them. And especially some kid.
I told you, I still think the funniest thing I've ever seen was in Jamaica when a little kid was wearing I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin t-shirt. I thought that was awesome.
You had what? Oh, he was wearing that? Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Got a text here. I met a boy this summer running a Sunny Hill sweet corn stand who told me he had a perfect ACT score in Green Bay 2 years ago. He was almost too shy to admit it to me. William.
That is true. There's...
What is perfect?
36.
Oh.
And...
Well, then I wasn't that far off.
As Todd just said, the average is 19.5.
All right.
So I think, and I'm not, the other thing, the reason I've given myself a little bit more confidence, I think I had a 22.
Well, I kicked your ass. Sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
You did. Okay.
Wow.
I'm just going to kick yours on $100.
Wow.
Where did you come up with 26?
Didn't come up with it. They came up with it. They showed me the report.
Okay. All right. Anyway, back to the perfect ACT scores, which they're not giving those, but now they're coming back and they should. I know a couple people that got perfect scores. They're usually in the paper. Can you imagine that? I mean, but if you get a perfect score, you can go.
If I had been distracted, I could have been a lot higher.
And then you can go free. You can go free tuition at Alabama.
I almost went free at Mesabi.
Yeah, with that 20.
He's 120 bucks a semester.
You sure it wasn't 16?
No, no, I'm serious. I think it was. You got 26. Higher than that. Oh, I gotta find this. This is gonna be one of my greatest days ever.
It would.
I'm gonna
be.
Sit here and I'm gonna just.
You can gloat.
I'm gonna have it right here.
God bless you, John. If
hey,
you
Jim,
did it.
How you doing, buddy? Here's my official ACT results. Okay. Go ahead. And read it and weep. Give me your $500.
I think if we no no hundred. I think you can still find that because something tells me when I. Something tells me I had to turn that in when I went to TC. That they asked for that. I think you could dig pretty deep. I think your college will have your entrance. I don't think they deleted all that stuff.
Check at Arizona State University.
Right. Because they would have taken that.
Yeah.
If you find it and it's a 26, yeah. We're going to blow it up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that front wall where you first walk in, that right. empty wall,
yeah.
we're going to have it plastered up
okay.
on the wall.
I think I'm going to rent one of them little planes.
Do it.
You know,
do
to fly
it.
Around.
Do
and
it.
Just
a helicopter.
Yeah,
you're going to drop ping pong balls.
Whatever.
Do it.
This is okay.
I'm so much smarter than you think. You can't even believe it.
Okay. All right. Enough.
You can't believe.
No, I can't.
Test me on a topic.
If it's no, I don't, John. I just asked you. What was
test me on NFL quarterbacks?
Yeah, I know. Well, that I don't remember that being on the test. You know
history.
That? History.
Yeah. Not like political things, though.
What political things? I got to think about it.
I want to do a quick poll. People, do you believe I had a 26 in my ACT, yes or no?
Okay. Why do you do this to yourself? It's a Monday morning. You want to have a good week. The weather's going to be great. And you want to get brought down?
I'm not being brought down.
Don't do it. Okay. I warned you. Forewarned.
All right.
Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW.
Todd, you make the first vote. Yes or no? Did I have a 26? Yes
don't
or
make
no,
him
Todd?
Do that.
Come on.
Don't.
He's back from vacation.
I know.
Here's the thing. I don't think John is as dumb as some people think he is.
Thank okay? you.
26 is pretty high.
Thank you there, too.
I'm thinking maybe like.
Why don't you run for office? Listen to this guy.
I know. I would vote for Todd.
Me too.
I don't care what office it was. So I would vote for Todd.
So would I. Okay.
So far, 50-50 on the poll, by the
okay.
way.
Okay. I'll take that.
Did Mino get a 26 on his ACT?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I'm going to find this, Jim.
I'm
not
hope
kidding.
You do.
I'm not kidding about this.
If you don't find it, will you research it?
What do you mean?
Will you call ASU or Mesabi and say, look, could I get my
yeah.
transcripts?
Yep.
You're going to do that.
Yep.
This is me. Okay.
Tina text in. Love you, John, but sorry. Nope.
My God.
I think we're going to get a lot of that.
Come on, Tina.
Anyway, that's a very stressful test. And then the MCAT is also very LSAT. That's law school. Entrance.
Did I ever tell you about that?
My
MCAT?
Oh my God, John, you didn't even let you through that.
I did. I took it. Did I tell you I took a test to be in the CIA?
Really?
True story.
Wow. But you wouldn't.
I wanted to be in the CIA. I never heard back from them. I did. This is a true story. But this is
the CIA that follows up on everything.
No, this is the honest to God truth. They had a booth set up at ASU. Like on the sidewalk for the CIA to try to enroll in the CIA.
Wow.
But the reason I didn't get in is because I wasn't bilingual. They really wanted people that were bilingual.
I mean, that
this
makes sense.
This is the winning text.
What?
Yes to Mino. Total on all three times he took the test.
All right. That's mean. That's just being mean now at this point. But I want to be in the CIA.
Yeah. I can see that. That'd be, who doesn't, right?
Oh, I would have been awesome in the CIA. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that, and was, yeah, George Bush was running it back then.
No, this would have been 1978,
no.
Reagan.
No, but Bush was.
He would have taken me.
Bush was the head of the CIA.
Oh,
and then
the
became
dad?
Vice president.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he was running it back then.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Some text coming in. I vote yes. Mino has a great memory. I have a strange feeling John did get a 26. Oh, wait. Maybe he was 26th in line to take the test.
Right.
And finally, the question is, could Mino pass the postal exam?
Maybe this is it. You were 26 when you took it.
I'm going to find that. I want everybody sending negative text to...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Strolling slowly towards the sun.
I am $100 richer.
Well, not really.
Wait a minute. What just happened?
Called his wife, and she is like one of the nicest people on the planet.
Absolutely.
I still don't understand how, but whatever.
Well, let's be honest. Both of you have definitely punched up in the...
We did.
But she's a liar. And she has a terrible memory.
She got a 24, which is good.
She said I had a 23.
She said John had a 23 that she and he goes, no, I think I had a 26. She goes, no, I had one. I got higher than you by one. 23 is, like, that's commendable.
So I still beat you.
But that doesn't make a difference.
Todd, you did.
You did beat me, but I got 100.
Give me $100.
No, I got, no.
I beat you in the ACT. I'm smarter than you in the ACT.
I was not into that.
And you were mayor.
Oh, he had a sprained ankle.
And a sprained ankle. And the quarterback, Bob Ling, I hate him, who became, like, a multimillionaire, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I was tongue over. Now it's... Yeah, I did.
You were hungover, really?
I think that was a Saturday morning, right? 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was not into that test at all. So, but you, okay.
I beat you in the
ACT. I'd like to see that too, kind of. But I'm not going double or nothing on that. Okay. But I knew you didn't get 26. So,
thought it was a 26.
I think you did.
I thought it was a 26.
I think you did.
It was a 24? At a 24.
You had 23.
23.
Yep.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think that's commendable.
That's very commendable.
Well, it's averages. What did Todd say? Averages
19.5. Yep.
Okay, so I am like 4% higher than everybody in the world, in the country.
Who took the test?
Who took the test? Wow, I am brilliant. Almost. I am. You gotta respect me a little bit more. Seriously, for my acumen.
Okay. All right.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, do you feel? I mean. You have to feel a little bit lesser of a person knowing that I'm smarter than you.
No,
don't you?
No.
Mayor, you went to Harvard, and I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
Think about that. Every day you walk into the studio, you have to say to yourself, oh, my God, John Mino is smarter than me.
I have never.
Every day, it's like, wow, you're smarter than I am.
Johnny, that thought has never entered
it
my
should.
Mind.
It should.
It's what's going to enter my mind.
But
is
it
I'm gonna,
should.
I'm going to say that you.
Todd?
We'll put it on the show intro now.
Yeah.
And now, smarter than the mayor, yes. John Mino.
Who's smarter than the mayor? Mino's smarter than the mayor.
1 point.
Wow.
You did. You got a higher score than I did on
you
the
went
ACT.
To a private school. I went to a public school.
You had a pony. He was picking worms.
I was picking night crawlers for a living, bringing back pop bottles.
All that stuff is true.
Wow. Yes. You know, I feel bad. Can I just say one thing I feel terrible about?
Just one?
No, your mom. Listening.
Yeah, I know.
Thinking, but, poor Jimmy. We tried so hard. We had tutors.
Yeah.
We had everything for Jimmy. We gave him everything. And John Mino growing up in the patch location, just this, you know,
dirty kneed old Levi kid is smarter than my Jimmy.
He's not.
How did that happen?
He got a better score than my Jimmy. John, that
my Jimmy.
We
tried so hard.
We knew he was a little slow.
Yeah.
When your dad was on Ed Sullivan.
We are 17.
And they said, oh, your sons must be wonderfully smart.
We are 17.
And it's like, no, there's this little kid in a patch location in Nigani who's smarter than him. He's trapping muskrats. Wow.
to make women's bras.
Yes. Right.
And then torturing the muskrat. And I don't know what you want to do with the women.
Whatever.
I think you're a little twisted.
I'm just saying, oh, my God. Your poor mom.
But, when we took that test, and they still, then they kind of backed off a little bit through, there's some
Can I do a quick poll?
But
folks, just say yes or no. Are you disappointed that you voted for the mayor who's not that smart? Are you a little bit disappointed? Yes. Yes or no? Yes or yes or no? Quick poll. Quick poll.
No. We still got the poll.
Minor should host the world's worst trivia right now. Got Jim at his lowest point. Are you a little disappointed, folks?
No, I'm not at all. I was 17 when I took that test.
Yeah, I was too.
When my parents would go to the parent teachers conferences, the common thread through year after year was he's just not applying himself.
Yeah,
it's just the same attitude I had with that test. Then I thought, you know what? Then I applied myself and did better. Hey, tell you what, let's go through GPAs in college.
Okay.
What was it?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
4.0.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That went through. That was a 1 to 10.
Well, it was. It was. We got Nick here. Nick from the Doghouse Cheat Curves. Nick, he went to Crivitz High School. He is valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
Right. I could never pronounce that.
Yes.
Valedictorian.
But you got 26.
Yes. And he's going to talk about, he was the top dog there.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something about this. You know how on NFL games, let's meet the starting lineup for the offense, for the defense.
Yeah.
When those guys say high school, are they just promoting their high school, or is that as far as they got?
Well, they're promoting it, but they're trying to, give a shot to their college, too, that they didn't like their college.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they all went to college, right?
Oh, they all went to college, absolutely.
Okay. I just thought that was weird, because last night, it was, three
of
them.
It was, almost all of them.
Were promoting their high school.
Yeah, yeah.
So they let them do that. So there are two reasons. They want to give their high school a shout-out, plus they didn't like their college.
You know what, though? I got to tell you something. I'll never forget this. Guy is a running back for the New Orleans Saints. It's the only game he ever started in the NFL. And I was watching the game by chance. He says, Wasabi State Community College.
Really?
Yeah. He's the running back for the Saints. He's like, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Got a texter. Let's have both of them take the ACT again. I would do that. You?
I don't know.
I wonder if we could pull that off.
Let's try it.
Let's do it. I'll see what I can do.
And we'll put a $100 bet on it.
Well, you already won. I want that $100, too.
No, you owe me $100. I beat you.
That wasn't the bet.
Oh, God.
As much as I don't want to, I have to side with the mayor on this one.
Serious,
It wasn't the bet.
But I still beat him.
That's true. And I think we can bring that up at every possible point.
Have that in the promos.
I would still like
have that in the intro.
I'm just agreeing to get off this subject. I would still like to see proof of that.
All right.
My wife would tell you I don't.
Well, call my wife a liar. That's fine.
Jim. I'm just saying. You had the test,
and she went to Ron College,
and you did not know her.
She had the same brothers that you had.
Yep. You didn't know her then.
No.
So why would you?
Why would she lie? She would not lie.
Julie would not lie.
No,
Julie
I
would not.
I just
lie.
Wait. Let me qualify this. Julie is so kind and so loyal, not loyal, but so supportive of you. You told her you got a 23.
She didn't say that. No, I think she's lying because I think I did have a 26. And she doesn't want me to be smarter than her.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's got her faults. I'll be honest with you. Oh,
you're
those Manitowoc Roncalli girls don't even get me started. That underage place they used to go to out in the woods or someplace.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there. So was she.
Okay.
Yeah. Even get me started on that.
Me either.
All right. She's Kurt Nick in the house. Back after us.
It was quite surprised. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.